listening to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
With Thanksgiving occurring this week, people will soon be gathering all around and discussing what they're thankful for. Today, I want to provide 6 tips on how we can be successful in being thankful. Welcome to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off, where in each podcast, listeners receive insight in motivational career and personal topics from me, a certified life coach, wife, mom, and minority leader. Hi, listeners. Welcome to today's show, Success Coaching with me, your host, Felicia Johnson. Odds are, since the early years in your life, you had an adult that taught you that when someone gave you something, you said thank you. But did you know that being thankful can improve your odds of being successful? True. Scientific research shows that grateful people are more likely to be happy and successful. However, having a spirit of thankfulness may not come easy for some people. So today, I want to give you 6 tips on how you can show an attitude of gratitude. But before I begin discussing these 6 tips, I want to thank all the friends, family, and new acquaintances that came out to my book signing last week. Thank you so much for buying my book and providing all your words of support and encouragement. I would also like to thank the people who have purchased my book online and Amazon. I hadn't forgotten about you. And so, simply put, I just want to say thank you. Okay, so let's jump into tip number 1. Keep a gratitude journal. There's this French proverb that says, gratitude is the heart's memory. Therefore, one of the first steps to thankfulness is simply to remember. Billionaire media mogul Oprah Winfrey has long been an advocate of keeping a journal. She's talked about that many times on her show. Well, she's not alone. Research conducted by Robert Emmons, who's the author of Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier, he maintained that writing in a gratitude journal a few times a week can create a lasting effect, such as raising your energy levels, promoting alertness and determination. It could even improve your sleep and possibly relieve pain and fatigue. To keep a journal, this is all you need to do, is simply get a notebook and a pen and try to write down at least 5 things from your day that you are thankful for. Now, it doesn't matter how difficult your life is at the moment. There is always something that you could be thankful for. I promise. You can find reasons to be thankful even when it's difficult. For example, the rainstorm didn't start until after you were safe in the building. Or maybe you caught yourself from falling down the stairs as you walked up them in your high heels. Or maybe you got that last turkey at the grocery store. If you struggle to come up with something to feel grateful for, I challenge you to put yourself in the shoes of someone else. Maybe it's a former coworker who was laid off this year. Sometimes it can be really hard to be thankful in your life, but those are the times that you really should try to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, because that will help you get through those difficult times. Having a journal allows you to have the benefit of looking back over your life and remind you of the blessings that you have in your life. So, tip number 1, write in a gratitude journal. Number 2, verbally say thank you. In the hustle and bustle of life, I get it. Sometimes we forget to simply say thank you. However, I want you to really try to take notice and do an extra effort of saying thank you. Thank the worker who bagged all your groceries at the store. Thank the barista who knows your usual order and began making it as soon as you walked in the door, which help you to make it work on time. Thank the person who held the door open for you when your hands were full. Simply speaking the words thank you out loud can help cement the feelings of gratitude within you. This simple act can have the benefits of easing anger, anxiety, and frustration. Hey, are you a supervisor? Well, let me tell you, a study showed that managers who remember to simply say thank you to people who work for them may find that those employees felt more motivated to work harder. So hint, at the end of your day, you can write all these things down where? Right, in your gratitude journal. and then you get to experience them all over again. Number three, say thank you in writing. Now, this is a little different from your journal. Your journal is something that's just private for you. What I'm talking about here is that I want you to tell someone thank you by writing something to them. Telling someone thank you verbally has awesome gratitude power. However, imagine that same power when you tell someone thank you in writing. It's really amazing what sending a thank you note can do. A thank you note simply acknowledges that a person did something. That means giving their time, effort, or a gift, or whatever that may be, that they didn't have to. And by simply sending a thank you note, you're acknowledging them, recognizing them, that you really appreciate what they did. Now, you could probably begin this right now with the technology you have in your pocket or your purse, and that is using your cell phone. Take a few seconds and think of something that someone did for you today that was helpful. You got it? Here's an idea if you don't yet. For example, say you were up late last night, right, finishing up a paper for your class, and your spouse, who doesn't have to leave to go to work as early, volunteered to get up and get the kids ready and off to school, all so that you could sleep in an extra hour. This is what you do. Send a message along the lines like, "Hey, sweetie, I really appreciate how you made my day a little better, you know, by getting up early and helping get the kids ready for school. That hour of sleep really helped get me over the hump through the day." Then, of course, you can add your extra cute little emojis to all that, right? But you get the idea. Simply look through your latest message on your phone and consider who you can send a text to. Your message doesn't have to be all long and dragged out, but simply a nice heartfelt message that tells the person that you really appreciate what they did for you and that it was special to you. Just ensure your message is genuine and that you're not just doing something to just check the block. Now, sending texts or even emails, that's nice. That's great. Great start. However, I want you to even consider sending someone a gratitude note handwritten and sending it in the mail. Yes, in the mail. Now, I know that might take a little extra effort. We're not used to, you know, people's addresses, but that little extra something or a note that you leave on somebody's desk, it's just something about having a handwritten note on stationery or a piece of paper that just makes it even more special. We're halfway through the list. I'll be right back to finish sharing with you how you can be successful in showing gratitude.
1 in 3 adults in America have prediabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move is called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Years 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Ben has mom my. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bet he can't say that in reverse.
Welcome back to Success Coaching with Felicia Signing Off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Welcome back. We're going to jump right into tip number 4. Remember to thank yourself. Okay, so in many books, authors include an acknowledgement statement. And that's something that's fresh on my mind because I just finished writing my new book, Do You Feel Like a Fraud? A Certified Life Coach's Guide to Help You Recognize and Overcome Imposter Syndrome. In the acknowledgement page, it's where the authors recognize people that have helped them write their book or maybe just helped them in life overall. And I want you to also take the time to think about thanking yourself. So many people forget to do that. gratitude doesn't always need to be focused on what other people have done for us. So many times we're talking to ourselves in such a negative manner. It could be self-defeating. But thanking yourself can help develop your skill of gratitude towards others. So let me go in a little more detail. Dr. Dan Bacon, he cited a research study that proved now that it is impossible to simultaneously feel a state of gratitude and fear at the same time. You just can't do it. He shared that a lot of times he does this a lot when he's self-bashing himself. Here's what he quoted himself as saying. When I'm in the middle of a rant, I'm not able to be thankful. But when I recognize the toxic self-talk and change my choice of words, the seeds of gratitude can grow. And that's exactly what I'm talking about for you guys, is that I want us to grow our sense of gratitude. So make sure you give yourself a pat on the back for the good choices and habits that you're making. Now, you remember we talked about that show of habits. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to one of the earlier episodes where we were talking about changing habits for some tips there. So for example, say you want to say, instead of being negative towards yourself, you can say, hey, thank you for going to the gym and working out before that Thanksgiving dinner. Good job. Now, remember, when you hear that discouraging voice in your head telling yourself something negative, I want you to flip it and tell yourself something positive, because you deserve gratitude also. Tip number 5, give to others. Giving is part of giving thanks. I'm not talking about giving back just because someone gave to you and you feel like you're obligated to give back to them. Rather, I want you to give because it's the right thing to do and it helps develop your gratitude muscle. You can give back to people in your life or do something for people you don't even personally know. Here are a few ideas I found that I like. Leave unused coupons next to corresponding products in the grocery store. What about this one? Place a positive body image note in a pair of jeans at the department store. Ladies, could you imagine you're standing in the mirror and you're like thinking, oh, I'm so fat, and you're just worried, and all of a sudden you put your hands in the pocket and get this note that says that you are beautiful and wonderfully made? What an awesome surprise that would be. How about this one? Next time you're at the gas station, put $10 towards someone else's pump total. Or for this last one, maybe you're in a department store shopping for those Christmas items. You see someone with a few items. Allow them to go ahead of you. Those are just a couple of examples that I hope will spark your creativity on how you can give to others. And then finally, number 6, I want you to talk about gratitude with your family and your friends. Ask them what they're thankful for. You may be blessed by the answers you receive, and it will help you to grow in gratitude. As you prepare, here are some questions that you might be able to ask your family and friends. What opportunities or privileges do you have that you're thankful for? What relationships are you thankful for? What are you grateful for that you learned about yourself during this past year? What stranger or person you didn't personally know benefited your life this year? And then finally, what challenges have you been faced with, and what did you learn from them, and how could you be thankful for that experience? Now, the real beauty about all of this is that you don't have to just wait till during the holidays to ask these great questions. I encourage you to talk about gratitude with your family and friends all year long. You can make it part of your family's dinner meal or some other special time that you get together. Ensure everyone has a turn to share at least one thing. And I know, again, we can get busy with life, but this is so key and insightful when you're asking people what they're thankful for. Now, remember, don't pass judgment on what someone else may be thankful for. That's not what we're going to do, but rather simply take the time out and to listen to them and help develop your own gratitude muscle. Here's all 6. Keep a gratitude journal. Number 2, verbally say thank you. Number 3, write thank you notes. Number 4, remember to thank yourself. Number 5, give to others. And finally, number 6, ask others what they are thankful for. That concludes our rundown for today, and that brings us to our next segment, Let the Music Play. And today's song is Thank You for Being a Friend by Andrew Gold. The song became popular because it was the celebrated sitcom shows from the Golden Girls. This song is likely to become stuck in your head, but I thought it's good. Why not have the words thank you stuck in your head? So again, Andrew Gold's Thank You for Being a Friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about what to give your family, friends, coworkers, or even yourself for the holidays? You can purchase a gift that could be life-changing for under $20. You can purchase my new book on Amazon entitled, Do You Feel Like a Fraud? A Certified Life Coach's Guide to Help You Recognize and Overcome Imposter Syndrome. I'll be providing you guys with encouragement and tips on how you can confront and overcome the self-doubts and inner critic that's inside your head and holding you back from accepting your well-deserved successes. Again, the book is available for purchase on Amazon.com. And remember, investing in yourself leads to success.
Welcome back to Success Coaching with Felicia Signing Off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Welcome to the Q&A portion of the show. This particular show, I won't be answering questions, but instead, I wanted to give you a real live example of how tip number 6 could work. I invited my very first studio guest, and it is my own daughter, Ariel. And I wanted to know what she was thankful for. Hey, Ariel. Thank you so much for joining me on my show today.
You're welcome.
So, I want to know, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for God. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And my favorite one is my dog because he's so cute. And I like my ball that I have. I like my house, so whenever it's like raining really hard, I have a brick house over me, so it won't get muddy. And I like my Disney World cups.
Oh.
They are fun. You get to take them. I like the games I have. I like your car because it's really pretty.
Okay.
I like my brother Gabe.
Yes.
Because he plays with me and he's nice. And I like my TV.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, what rather would you do without watching a TV?
Well, there are lots of things you could do without TV. But thank you so much for sharing your list of things that you're thankful for.
Is there
something else you got?
Yeah, I have. I like my room. It has my bed and stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. I like my toys.
Okay.
I like the food.
Food.
Because if you don't eat food, you're going to die. And I like my pink unicorn that I got from this Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my bed. It's a tent. Like, the bed's under it and the tent's on top.
Oh, yeah. You got an awesome bed. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and answering the question of what you are thankful for. I love you.
And you too. Are there any more questions?
I think that's it for right now. Thanks so much.
I just love listening to the things that my daughter had to share about thankfulness. And I didn't even have to prep her. Those were just things that she felt upon her heart that she wanted to share. And so that brings us to the end of our show today and the final word. And I just wanted to share these two quotes with you. The first one says, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, that will be enough. That's by Mr. Eckhart. And then the second one is by John Wooden, who said, to be true to yourself, help others, make each day your masterpiece, make friendships a fine art, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible, build a shelter against a rainy day, give thanks for your blessings, and pray for guidance every day. I'm thankful for you taking the time to listen to my show today. Remember, investing in yourself leads to success. And I'm Felicia, signing off.